Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. We're back to discuss and, more importantly, hear selections from this week's new release schedule that we think are worth your lunch money, or at the very minimum, worth throwing 99 cents at. And this week, there's definitely more singles to recommend than full albums. Let's get started. We'll start with a gentleman named Chuck Brown. For the uninitiated, the new issue of Esquire has the 32nd history of go-go. Our Scott Frampton says Washington, D.C. in the 1980s, the lines between ghetto and gentrification were so stark, even the funkiest music couldn't cross over. The sound is go-go, a continuous house party groove of intricately plated rhythms and call-and-response chants. Like with Bill Monroe and bluegrass, the style was essentially created by one man, Chuck Brown, who began developing the nonstop sound to keep D.C. church halls and rec centers dancing. He couldn't play bars without violating his parole. You can hear what Brown started in 78 with Bustin' Loose still percolating in songs like Beyoncé's Crazy in Love. The new album, We're About the Business, is the 71-year-old Brown's Lion and Winter Growl. I found a quote from Brown a few weeks old where he says, "Still getting hired, still inspired, so I don't plan on being retired." Not all of the new record is as good as that quote, but as party soundtracks go, it's undeniable. Try this one, Block Party. Chuck Brown. From there, we head to another artist featured in the new Esquire that has a new record out this week. Our anonymous genius of the month, Bill Callahan. If you own any Smog songs, it's probably Cold-Blooded Old Times, track 10 on the High Fidelity soundtrack, which is appropriate since most of the people who can speak authoritatively on the strengths and weaknesses of Smog's dozen album catalog probably work in record stores. Darkly ironic and lo-fi southern gothic songs have rarely been big crowd pleasers, and yet it's hard not to feel hopeful about Woke on a Whale Heart, the latest album from Austin-based Smog mastermind Bill Callahan, and the first one released under his own name. The record showcases both characteristically brooding ballads and uncharacteristically cheery pop tunes, but Callahan's brilliance lies in how effortlessly he fuses a heavy heart and light humor. And while none of the nine tunes are remotely alike, each is singularly sublime and creepy. The result is a depth that makes an infinitely more popular singer-songwriter like Conor Oberst seem like a flimsy folkie by comparison. Here's a listen to one called Diamond Dancer. Her skin was sky. Under the lights, diamond dancer, diamond dancer, diamond dancer. That's music from Bill Callahan. From there, we segue to an undeniably important band that's done very little, if anything, important for close to a decade now, Fishbone. Their geniusly titled new album, Still Stuck in Your Throat, is their first record in 6 years and is much like Fishbone's best records, all over the place. There's straightforward ska, punked up ska, and outright psychedelic ska. There's potentially offensive song titles, potentially offensive content, and plenty of reasons to suggest what sounds like underwritten songs on the record would absolutely kill live. There's also one cover, a tribute to Sublime, a take on their classic Date Rape. It doesn't do all that much to the original arrangement, but for most folks, Fishbone paying tribute to one of the biggest bands they inspired ought to be worth 99 cents. That's what you'll hear now, Fishbone's cover of Date Rape. That's Fishbone. Next up, another important artist paying tribute to the songs she loves, recent Hall of Fame inductee Patti Smith. 12 find Smith recording tunes from some fairly obvious sources, like the Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, and Bob Dylan. Less obvious is her takes on Tears for Fears and Nirvana. It's all expertly done, but only one tune sounds like there's any risk involved. Reimagining Smells Like Teen Spirit as an alt-country, bluegrass-tinged ballad is a ballsy move, and it works surprisingly well. It's the tune you need from 12. And the only tune you need from 12. Here's proof. With the lights out, it's less dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us. I feel stupid and contagious. Here we are now. Entertain Patti Smith, if there's one record this week worth buying whole, it's We'll Never Turn Back, a new record from soul gospel legend Mavis Staples. Produced by Ry Cooder, the theme is Freedom Songs, tunes that provided the soundtrack to the civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s. For starters, her voice sounds amazing, and the rough edges couldn't be better suited for the material. Tunes about suffering and intolerance, but also hope. Cooter's production is meticulous, and the song selection is stellar. Every one of these freedom tunes stings on cue. Each carries palpable passion. Here's one of them, 99 and a half.
In a weary land, he'll give you rest when you're tired. Protect you on a danger zone. He'll guide you down a rugged road and bring you out on the bright side.
That's Mavis Staples. We'll end our podcast with a tune from Austin-based honky-tonk enthusiast Dale Watson. From the Cradle to the Grave is about location, location, location. Watson's friend Johnny Knoxville owns a cabin in the Tennessee Mountains previously owned by Johnny Cash. He offered it to Watson to record it, and Cash's spirit is all over the record. It's the Cash vibe that makes this a very different Dale Watson record. There's no two-stepping Western swing fare here, just smart songwriter fare. With a dark, dark undercurrent. One of the most obviously Cash-inspired tunes is also the record's best song, Justice for All. Here's a listen.
An eye for an eye would leave the whole world blind. Forgiveness is the way, but I can't forgive his crime. And if I had the chance, in truth I'd have to say, I'd gun that bastard down with a smile on my face. Strike a blow for justice.
That's Dale Watson, and that does it for another edition of Esquire's New Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations, including new music from Feist and Robbie Fultz. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstand now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.